Welcome to the Chosen People radio program, a production of Chosen People Ministries. On this program, you'll hear inspiring stories, learn about messianic apologetics, and discover God's plan for Israel and you. Now let's welcome our hosts, Mitch Glazer, president of Chosen People Ministries, and Robert Walter, our New York regional director.
Shalom, friends, and welcome to the Chosen People. We're so glad that you're here and that you're ready to learn from the Word of God. And I want to wish you all a happy Passover, because we are in that great season of the year, a season of redemption, a season of hope. And boy, do the Jewish people need hope right now. There was a tremendous sadness enveloping Israel the last time I was there, just a few months ago, because of the events of October 7th. And of course, the war continues to rage. And we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so I hope that this will be a reminder to you to pray for God's peace to rest upon both Jews and Palestinians, and that there would be some kind of solution to this. But it's also a season when we think about bondage, and we think about people enslaving others, and we think about the hostages that are still in Gaza. And we need to keep praying for the hostages to be freed. All of these deals are just so dangerous for everybody, because either the hostages lose their life or terrorists get out of jail and they can take the lives of other people. And there's just no easy solution. And Bobby, it just causes me to pray, even so, come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But I hope that you'll remember to pray for the hostages. Now, just a little bit about Passover. It's a seven-day holiday, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it's a one-day holiday of Passover. So you put them both together, you've got 8 days. On the first two nights, we have what's known as a Seder. And it's during the Seder that we do the memorial meal that we talked about last week. And Jewish people have a way of doing this memorial Seder, and it looks back to look forward. It goes through all the various elements that our sages put together. And you see this even reflected in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 22 and other passages in the Gospels, you see that Jesus himself sat down with his disciples and observed the Passover Seder. And it was the perfect setting for Jesus giving the new covenant, talking about his body and his death and his shed blood. And all of these elements are, to understand them, you really have to understand them within the context of the Passover. And one of the most important parts of the Passover has to do with the seven-day holiday, which is wrapped up into Passover, and that's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so I think we have a lot to learn about God's plan and purposes in the world, believe it or not, from matzah, from unleavened bread. You know, Bobby, for some reason, I meet so many people that like eating matzah. I just don't get it. You know,
I don't get it either.
It's like eating cardboard, you know, and without butter and jam, it could kill you. You know, it gets stuck in your throat. But anyway, as you know, prior to Passover, we take a week to get rid of all the leaven in the house. We throw away all the white bread and wheat bread and bagels, I'm sorry to say, and cake mixes, and we get rid of all leaven, because leaven is a symbol of sin. It degenerates, just like sin. And so we cleanse the house from all sin, symbolically, and we spend our week eating matzah. Matzah with peanut butter, matzah with tuna fish, matzah with butter, matzah with matzah. And so we just eat matzah. And it's unleavened bread. So it speaks of a lot of different and wonderful truths. But my favorite one, I don't want to steal your thunder, Bob, because I know you have a lot to say about this, but one of the most important parts of it is that it's unleavened. It's without sin. And so every time you eat a piece of matzah, it reminds you that God wants you to live a holy life.
Right.
That's the only thing that keeps me sane during eating this stuff for 8 days. And so Passover is all about holiness. And it's just amazing to think that the message of holiness can come from a flat little piece of bread. So what else do we learn about from matzah? And how does it point to Jesus?
Yeah. Well, I think there's quite a bit that we can say. And, you know, like you said, Mitch, the reason that we're even pointing this out is because when we look at the events of the Last Supper, the last meal that Yeshua, Jesus, had with his disciples before he was arrested, before he was put on trial, before he went to the cross, it was a Passover meal. And at that table, he used the bread that was on the table, which would have been matzah. It would have been unleavened bread. And he used that particular kind of bread to reveal himself to his disciples. And he used that bread that was part of that ancient tradition. You know, and the matzah bread is one of the three elements that we know for sure was on the table way back in Exodus chapter 12 in Egypt. There's only three things that are mentioned as being on the table there. One is the matzah, two is the lamb, and then three is the bitter herbs. And those three elements have just stayed on the Passover table for 3,500 years since then.
So yeah, the rabbis tell us that you can't have a Passover Seder unless you have those three elements.
Exactly. Yeah, they're key. They're essential. So this is the kind of bread that Yeshua would have used. And you're right. Yeah, it's symbolic in a lot of ways. The fact that it is unleavened, it's a picture of being without sin. Now, thank God, leaven in and of itself is not sinful, right? Praise God for that. But it's a picture.
Your daughter likes to make cakes, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah, she's quite the little baker.
So that's good.
Yeah. But another interesting feature of the matzah as it appears on the Passover table and how it relates with Yeshua's statement when he said, "This is my body," is just some of the features of the bread. Okay, so yeah, it's unleavened. It's a picture of being sinless. At the Passover table, that bread is broken and it's pierced. So if you look closely on the matzah, it's got little holes in it. And the reason the holes are there is to create airflow so that when it bakes in the oven, the air can get through and it doesn't bubble up and just crack and break.
You know, Bobby, that's the first reasonable explanation I've ever heard for why it's made with holes in it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But why is it striped?
Why is it striped? Well, that's just the pattern that the holes appear in.
Okay. I won't give you a hard time. I'll just accept that. Okay. Why not?
But and not only that, it's pierced, it's striped, it's also bruised. When it bakes in the oven, it gets these like brown bruise looking marks on it. So it's a very picturesque kind of expression of ultimately what Yeshua would endure on the cross. He would be bruised, and he would be bruised for our iniquities. He would be striped as he was flogged and tortured, and by his stripes we are healed, and he would be pierced as he was nailed to the cross, and we know he was pierced through for what? For our transgressions.
Yeah. So, Bobby, can you find matzah easily in Brooklyn?
Oh, my goodness. Is that a joke? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Matzah's everywhere.
Are there other matzah bakeries in Brooklyn?
Yeah. So you can find, you know, there's two styles of matzah. One is, you know, the typical kind that's made in a factory somewhere, and it's packaged, it's sealed in plastic, and it's usually got like a square shape to it. That's, you know, regular matzah. And then the other kind of matzah, the handmade matzah, it's called shmorah matzah. And shmorah is from the Hebrew shomer, which means to watch. So the implication is that this matzah was carefully made. It was watched and protected and guarded every step of the way in its production. And that matzah, to me, honestly, it tastes a little bit better than the stuff you buy that's made in the factory. But it's usually a big, round piece of matzah. And it's kind of like earthy, you know, it's just really good. It's like artisanal matzah.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's a little bit more expensive, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah. You know, now I'm getting hungry. Maybe I will eat some matzah, you know. The Passover Seder focuses on the matzah in Luke chapter 22:19. If I can just read that passage. And when he had taken some bread, should read that as matzah. So this is the institution of the first communion, or the first time anyone would take the Lord's Supper. And isn't it neat that the Lord's Supper was given to the disciples by the Lord himself? So when he had taken some bread, matzah, and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let's break that down just a little bit. Let's talk about it. First of all, the traditional prayer. I was raised Jewish. And so when I read this in the New Testament, I know that Jesus was Jewish. I know that he was following the traditions. And I'm not sure that every single last tradition was being practiced by Jesus that we practice today. But certainly the core practices and observances are obvious to me reading it as a Jewish person, because you don't want to know how many Passovers I've observed with my family. And so he broke it and he gave thanks. So, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And so we understand that he said the prayer, he gave thanks, and Jewish people, before they eat bread, always say a prayer, a special prayer. And there were special prayers over the matzah even further. So he broke it. Now, what does that mean? Let's just say that the piece of matzah he had was, it could have been a shmira, is the way I would say it, piece of matzah, you know, home-baked, or it could have been a little bit shaped as a square. But anyway, you cut it, it was broken. But let's take at least modern observance and assume that there was some degree of that happening at the Last Supper. So we use what's known as a matzah tash, or a pouch. It's divided into three sections. It's three sections but one pouch. Three but one, three but one. I wish Jewish people traditionally believed in the Trinity, but they don't. And so we're not sure what the three but one means, but many people will say it refers to Echad Yisrael, the unity of Israel. The top piece is God, the middle piece are the priests, and the bottom piece are the people. You know, there are different interpretations. Judaism has a lot of interpretations. I'll make the Jewish jokes, Bobby, two Jews, three opinions sometimes, and very proud of that, because we like to think of being Jewish as having a lot of freedom of thought and freedom of thinking things through, and we like that internal debate about what things mean, and it's kind of a Jewish way to live. And so, since I've got the microphone, it's God, it's the priest, and the people. And so, the priest stands between a sinful man and a holy God. And so, the piece of the priest is taken out, it's broken, and then it's wrapped in a napkin. Half of it's put back in the pouch, the other half is wrapped. Then we actually play a game with the kids. I don't know if Jesus did this with his disciples, but I've certainly done it. It was done with me, and I do it with my children for years and years. And so we wrap up this piece of matzah, we hide it. Then at the end of the meal, we ask the children to go find it. And if a child finds it, then we reward them with some money. And then the leader of the Seder, grandpa or dad, whoever it is, breaks off a piece of the matzah, the rabbis say about the size of an olive, and gives it to everybody at the table, and everybody then eats it. And it's supposed to be the last thing you eat at a Passover Seder. And so did Jesus do all this? I think he did some of it, for sure. I mean, he prayed, he broke it, and then told people what it was. I mean, I don't know what more you can say. I think Jesus did exactly what the Bible says he did, and I think it's very similar to what we do by way of traditional observance today. And so what does it mean? In my understanding, if this is my body, which is broken, do this in remembrance of me, I think that Jesus was going through the ceremony, and he identified with the middle piece of matzah because he would be the priest. He was striped and pierced because he would be crucified. He broke it in half because he would be broken in death. Part of it was hid because he would be placed in a tomb. He would be wrapped first, which we usually wrap it in a napkin. So he was wrapped for burial. He was buried, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead. And I think that Jesus doing this in Luke chapter 22, verse 19, is almost a prophecy by symbol of his coming resurrection. that death could not hold him. So he died for our sins, was laid in the tomb, but he wasn't laid there permanently because he rose from the dead. And so I think that that's the symbolism of the bread. And it might be the ultimate in the meaning of matzah as a symbol that God uses to describe the ministry of his son.
Wow. Thank you, Mitch. You know, that's that really just underscores how important it is for us to look at the Bible, to look at the New Testament, to look at our relationship with the Messiah Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, through a Jewish lens, because it only serves to enhance our understanding of the text and enhance our walk with Messiah.
Passover, Pesach, how God freed his people from slavery in the book of Exodus. Here's the story. The Jewish people were enslaved in the land of Egypt. God raised Moses up to deliver his people into freedom. When Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go, God sent 10 plagues. Water turning to blood, frogs, lice, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and ultimately, the death of all the firstborn sons in Egypt. This final plague would have struck everyone, but God made a way for Israel's salvation. The angel of death passed over those who put the blood of an unblemished lamb on the doorposts of their homes. After the last plague, Pharaoh not only released, but expelled the Israelites. God delivered them with his mighty, outstretched arm. When the Lord struck down the firstborn of Egypt, he told the Israelites to eat unleavened bread, bread made without yeast. Matzah, the unleavened bread of affliction, is central to the celebration of Passover. In several ways, matzah points to our Messiah, Jesus. First, Jesus the Messiah is without sin. Throughout Scripture, leaven symbolizes sin. According to Paul, a little yeast spreads to all the dough, puffing it up. Sin infects the whole person. Jesus, however, never sinned. He lived the way God intended all people to live, righteous and holy. Next, the Messiah was broken, striped, and pierced. At the Last Supper, which was a Passover Seder, Yeshua broke matzah and said, "This is my body, which is given for you." Luke 22:19. The imagery is striking. Yeshua's body was broken to pay the price for our redemption. The pattern on the matzah gives it a striped look, reminiscent of how Yeshua was beaten and whipped. Matzah also has small perforations or holes, illustrating how Yeshua was pierced with nails to die on a tree. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Finally, the Messiah died and rose again. Gechatz, which is from the word meaning divide, is the breaking in half of the middle matzah from the matzah tash, the compartmentalized pocket in which the leader of the Seder places three portions of matzah. The leader of the Seder takes the larger half of this broken middle piece, the afikomen, and wraps it in a clean linen cloth. It is hidden for the children to find after the Passover meal. A traditional Jewish interpretation of the three-in-one matzah tash says the three matzahs represent Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Some Messianic Jewish believers also see the three pieces of matzah as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These views pave a biblical and Jewish path to the atoning death of the Messiah. Yeshua came as the middle priestly matzah. Like the afikomen, his body would not only be broken but wrapped in linen, hidden away for 3 days, and later resurrected. God desires for us to know him. So he comes and reveals himself in the familiar and in the day-to-day. Jesus told stories about sheep, the harvest, and vineyards. He desired connection with his audience, a first century Jewish community. Now, he desires to make a connection with us. Jesus reveals himself through matzah, a central part of the Passover his followers celebrated every year of their lives. As we reflect on how matzah points to Jesus, let us rejoice in knowing that he is the bread of life.
You're listening to The Chosen People, which is produced and sponsored by Chosen People Ministries. Well, at the end of this month, Jewish people all around the world will celebrate the Passover. And if you would like to learn more about this biblical feast and how you could participate and share the good news of Messiah with your friends and family, then let me invite you to request a free copy of our book, The Gospel in the Passover.
I love that book, Bobby. We worked so hard on it, and it's got so much to offer that I think the listeners are going to really enjoy it. It's about 200 pages, written for anyone wanting to know more about the traditions of Passover. It shows how Jesus fulfilled Passover, this incredible feast day. In fact, we even have some recipes for Passover so you can celebrate a Passover Seder with your family. It actually has a Passover service that you can do with your kids especially, and some crafts and so on. It'd be wonderful. So we want to share these details with you. So connect with us right now to request your copy of The Gospel and the Passover. Request it today, and you can ask for it by calling 888-2-YESHUA, 888-2-YESHUA, or request a copy online at the Chosen People Ministries website at chosenpeople.com/radio.
You can also request the book by writing to us at Chosen People Ministries, 241 East 51st Street in New York, New York, 10022. That's 241 East 51st Street in New York, New York, 10022. And now let's wrap up today's program with the Aaronic benediction.
May the Lord bless and keep you. May His grace and His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
And keep you. May His grace and His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And give you.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace. B'shem shel Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar Shalom, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, the Prince of Peace.